This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Cycling across much of the northern tier of the United States is a distinctly seasonal sport because cold and snow and bicycles don't necessarily mix until they do. Independent producer Brita Green has the story of fat bikes from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's about 5 degrees outside, snowing. It has been now for 3 days. So 51-year-old Martha Flynn zips up her boots. She pulls on her gloves. And she jumps on her bike.
There's just something about when you go out and just something, you just feel like you're in this cocoon of snow while you're riding, and it's just magical.
Flynn owns what's known as a fat bike. It has a typical-looking frame, but it sits on tires almost 4 inches wide. It's laughable at first, almost clown-like in its size. But these bikes have taken off here over the last 5 or so years. That's because the fat tires can grip the ground really well with their thick tread and low pressure. And that allows riders to glide over almost anything, including snowbanks, icy trails, and slushy roads.
As a cyclist, we'd see the first snow in late November, early December, and we would start to cry. And now as a cyclist, I wake up on the first snowfall, and I'm jumping up and down like a kid on Christmas morning, and it's really exciting.
That's Kevin Esog. He's the owner of Freewheel Bike, a mid-size retailer in the Twin Cities. He personally loves riding fat bikes. But there's another reason for them to make him smile.
So we used to shutter about October 1st whenever the, you know, cold weather would come and the leaves would dry up and fall off the trees. But once we had the fat bike evolution or revolution, we didn't see the same, you know, lay off half your staff and, you know, shutter the doors.
He says every year now since 2009, he's seen significant increases in revenue in the winter months, November through March. That's not just sales of winter bikes, but also of the accessories that go along with them. He walks through his displays of cold weather gear.
These boots are rated down to 25 below zero, and there's a whole range of stuff like that that has evolved since this fat bike thing happened.
He points out what's known as pogies. They look like enormous mittens, but they're designed to attach around handlebars to keep your hands warm while riding. It's technical gear like this that adds extra revenue in the winter for the shop. And then, of course, there's maintenance. Esog ducks into the back and walks along a line of mechanics.
Ferlin, how many mountain bike or fat bikes do you think you work on compared to a regular skinny tire bike in the winter?
Probably about 3 to 1.
And how much did we used to do in the winter time when we didn't have fat bikes?
About a third of what we do now.
That's right.
Fat bikes have increased in popularity recently all over the country, not just for riding in cold temperatures. They can be used like a standard mountain bike on all kinds of terrain. But the upper Midwest, along with Alaska and the Northeast, is still a top market for the trend. Eric Saltfold is the founder of Arix, one of the largest bike retailers in the country, with stores in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Kansas. He says he's watched fat bikes become increasingly mainstream.
Even people that aren't traditionally what I'd call cyclists are excited about a fat bike because they view it as a winter activity, something I can get outside and do.
Gene Oberpriller, who runs a small shop in Minneapolis, agrees.
Yes, they see it and they're like, that looks like fun.
But he and others acknowledge a fundamental sticking point for many would-be customers. That's the price.
Good bikes start at $1,200.
Compare that to the cost of a regular bike for just riding around town. Oberpriller says that'll set you back more like $500. And that makes fat biking a sport that's still too pricey for many. In Minneapolis, I'm Brita Green for Marketplace.